began discussing the concept of Yeush, Rashi comments in the Mishnah that all these cases that a person is allowed to keep in his Rishus without the Chiyuv of Hasholas Aveda is because that there is no Simen which is Nikar, and as Rashi writes, Yeushe Me'ayesh, Rashi adds, Vahavi Lehu Hefker, and Vizet Tam Kulam. That explains our entire Mishnah. All these cases, since there is no discernible factor, so in such a case, I give up any right of receiving it in return. And what exactly is the Hagdara? What is the source of this concept of Yeush? If you look in the Mishnah later on Daf Chav Zayin, that's where the Mishnah begins by telling us that Af HaSimla Haise Bichlal Kol Eilu. The Torah tells us Aveda Sachicha, and that would have been sufficient. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way and say V'chein Tase Lissim Lasa, as though that there's something unique that we could derive from that? So the Mishnah tells us clearly, Simla is something which is Miyuchedes, Yesh Lo Simanim, Yesh Lo Tovim. And therefore, that applies to anything, where Yesh Lo Simanim, Yesh Lo Tovim, there is a Choves HaShova. And there Rashi comments as well, the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin, Der Maskal Af Kol. And what is it coming to exclude? A Simen as opposed to what? So Rashi writes, the Miyute, Midid Yadina Beidemiyayish, as opposed to something that we know that there was absolute Yeush. And Tosus writes explicitly that this Mishnah and this Pasuk of Simlaso, that indeed is the source of Yeush, because Tosus is bothered. Tosus refuses to the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara raises a very basic suffix. We know Yeush functions, it's operative when it comes to the Parsha of Aveda. What about when it comes to cases of Gneva, Gzela? How relevant is Yeush? So the Gemara says the following. Well, the starting point is Aveda. We know that Yeush is relevant regarding Aveda, and the question is, do we have a right to assume that what is true in Aveda is also true when it comes to Gneva and Gzela? Why would one distinguish? There, the Gemara tells us, isn't there an obvious difference that when it comes to cases of Aveda, it's Heteras Liyade? When it comes to cases of Gneva Gzela, it's Yisuras Liyade? Or maybe one could argue that that difference is not necessarily so significant. But Tosus is bothered very simply. The starting point is Aveda. We know what's true here. Does it apply there? So Tosus asks the very simple kasha. Va'aveda gufa minolam. How do you know that applies to the case of Aveda at all? So Tosus says, that mehachan afkalon. This is exactly it. This is it. V'chein taseh l'sim laso. The reason that, again, the Mishnah is so dramatic, of Simanim, Tovim, as opposed to, as Rashi writes, the Miyute Midid Yadina Beidemiyayish, as opposed to cases where there is nothing unique, nothing discernible, and therefore there is Yeush. And then Tosus writes, in the end of the Tosus, the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi apparently gives a very different source for the halachas of Yeush, after all the Pasuk describes, in the Parsha of Aveda Asher Tovad Mimenu, that word speaks volumes, Avud Mimenu. Avud Mimenu means that Mitzui Yetzo Kol Adam. But if you have something which is Avud Mikol Adam, in that case then that would not apply, and that is considered to be the source of Yeush. That's exactly the Lashon of Yerushalmi Minayin LeYeush Balin Min HaTorah. And therefore, that's the Teretz, the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan. What's somewhat surprising is that even though Rashi here just speaks about Yeush in the context of the Mishnah of Chav Zayin, and the Mishnah did not mention anything about a Shev Tov Admenu, but just simply why are Simanim so important? Rashi, in that Sugi, Baba Kamad of Samachav, Deraskamotse, quotes the Yerushalma. There explicitly, the Gemara highlights Yeush. And Rashi says in the source, is Asher Tov Ad Mimenu, Avud Mimenu, Mitzuyetz Oshar Bani Adam, but if it's Avud Mimenu Mikol Adam, then indeed, that is not the case. All right? Are these two halachas really identical? This halacha of Yeush in our context, as opposed to something which is Avud Mikol Adam. Surprising to assume that these are identical. Identical dinim, because when you look in our sugya, Daf Chaf Aleph Mabeis, Daf Chaf Beis Mabeis, there the Gemara mentions extreme cases. Chaf Aleph Mabeis, a case of zuto shoyam, zuto shoyam. You have a case of shuliso shonahar. All of a sudden, there's a high tide, there's a surge, and it casts away your object. There, the Gemara is explicit that afal gav the isfei simin. Even though I can identify the object to its exact detail, there's no chovas hashava. Why exactly is that true? And here, the Gemara spells out chafaluf mabeis because rachmanasharye offhand does not sound exactly as though it means that I individually was miyayish. It sounds that the Torah weighs in, and the Torah tells us under these circumstances that any chiyuv of hashava is absolutely paka. Or when you look on the Gemara and Daf Chavez Lebeis, the Gemara has the case of again shatfa nahar. The Gemara says that minayin laveda sheshatfa nahar shimuteres. Himuteres sounds like categorically. Not that we have to explore, was the Bala Chavez miyayish? Was he not miyayish? But muteres. Muteres echoes Rachmana Shaye, that is considered to be beyond the realm of Hashava Saveda. So is that really the halakha which is identical to that of Yeush? So if you look in Shita Mekubetzes, the Ramasko Zuto and the Chof Aleph Mabez, there the Shita points out that one cannot equate these halakhas. When the Gemara is so dramatic, Rachmana Sharye, you know what that means? Shita Mekubetzes writes, Hefker Gamur. And the Shita adds, Afilu Murade Fachrehim. Even if the Bala Chafetz is trailing the hurricane, he's trailing the tornado, it doesn't matter. It's Hefker Gamur. And the Shita adds, Afilu Omar Befeush. Even if the guy states publicly that Lo Miashna, that I don't give up any hope of, doesn't matter. That's exactly what the Gemara means, that Rachmana Sharye, meaning the language of the Shita Mekubetzes, is Rachmana Afkere. This is an objective form of Hefker. And that's even true in a case of Merade Fachleha. It's in a case of Amad Vitzavach. It doesn't matter. And the Shita Mekubetzes adds the following, that in Kol Shkein, below Yodin. And no one is going to argue that any awareness of the Bala Chafetz is necessary. In other words, even though we're going to see a sugya, a huge machlokas, a bayin rav regarding Yeush Shalomidas, do you need awareness in order to echo Yeush? But when it comes to this case, the Rachmana Afkare, that everyone agrees, that does not require Yediyah Sabayin. And why exactly is that true? The language of the Shita Mekubetzes is the lo mitaras Yeush nagavel, elam igzeras akasu. It's not that you are mayayish, it's that the Torah weighs in. The Gzeres HaKasuv of Avuda Mekalada. All of this no doubt begs the question that if that really is true, so then how does Asher Tov HaRimenu serve as the source, the Gzeres HaKasuv, for Yeush, if one is demonstrating that these are so, so significantly different? In fact, when you look at Rashi and the Chafalat Mabez, Rashi literally, Diramasko Rachmana Sharye, Rashi writes, Afilu bo liyodo lifnei yeush, without any yeush. Rachmana Afkari is not reading your mind, no, but rather an objective declaration of the Torah. Furthermore, we started to discuss the Nesivos, where the Nesivos points out that there is a fundamental difference between Zuto Shoyam as opposed to Yeush. The Nesivos writes in a word, all right, we'll have to assess that, but in a word, that Zuto Shoyam, that Chalos, is Miyam. Let's say the language of the Shita Mekubetzes, Hefker Gamur. It means the Bailos of the Bala Chafetz is Paka Miyam. And we know the Nesivos points out that certainly is not true of Yeush. My connection to this chafetz is not uprooted immediately at the moment of Yeush. So these are completely different hagdaras. Hefker is chalmiyan. Right? The chabchet leaves my reshus. In Yeush, the Nesivos is going to comment that really is not the case at all. And again, begging the question, then how is it possible somehow to treat them in an identical fashion? Right? How exactly is that true? Even when you look at that Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach Vav, the Gemara says that maybe there's a difference between cases of Aveda as opposed to cases of Gzela. In Aveda, you know, I understand that I have to return the object. Or maybe I would argue sometimes you don't have to return it. You don't have to return it. But in cases of Gzela, even Achar Yeush, yes. Well, why exactly is the difference between them? Well, the Gemara says the following, a fundamental difference. Now, in Aveda, it's Heteras Liyadeh. Aveda Achar Yeush. In a case of Gzela, it's Isura. Isura Os Liyadeh. Isura Os Liyadeh. Okay? Let me ask you a very simple question. Why does that matter? Why is that relevant? It's a fact. When it comes to Aveda, I did nothing wrong. When it comes to Gzela, I did something terrible. That's true. Okay, so in terms of Schar and Onesh, I understand. But regarding this question, whether Yeush is functional or whether Yeush is not functional, why should this make such a significant difference? Whether Yeush functions should be dependent on whether Isur Os Liyadeh or whether that is not true. Is that really the case? Why should that be? Why should that make a difference at all? Why should that be? You know, as an example, but it doesn't sound so like as the full answer. If you look in the Machne Ephraim, it's found in Hilchos Sechim Hefker in Perek Zayin. He writes the following: that look, the whole concept that Yeush allows you to keep a chayfetz is a chiddushu, because typically speaking, if something is not rightfully yours, you have to give it back. So the concept of Yeush we should treat as a chiddush. And if something is a chiddush, in the chabo ela chiddusho, and in the chabo chiddusho is the parsha of Aveda, which is heteras liyadeh. So maybe you have no right to expand. But perhaps there's more to this. Now that, why should Isur Os Liyadeh or Teras Liyadeh make a difference in terms of whether Yeush has the capacity to? And a further kasha Tosus raises. That Tosus, right, Bava Kamma Daf Samach Vav, is bothered by the following. What's the question of the Gemara exactly? Yeush works when it comes to Aveda. And I want to know whether Yeush can be expanded to Gnev and Gzeila. Isn't the obvious answer, of course not. Of course not. Like, I understand, sometimes the Torah gives you this. Is that a model? Can that be a Bininav? Can that be Mematzina? Here? Isn't the answer obviously not? Because as we discussed earlier, Shir, when does Yeush work when it comes to Aveda? When does Yeush work when it comes to Aveda? Person loses an object, there's Yeush, then it enters Marishus. What would happen if that's not the sequence? A person loses an object, I find the Chayfetz, great, and then he's Miyaish, I'm Chay ben Hashalom. In other words, Yeush, when it functions, it only functions when Yeush followed by the Knis L'Rashus. Yeush and then. So the Gemara wants to know, and what about in the case of Gnev or Gzela? The answer is obviously not. Obviously not. In the case of Gnev or Gzela, what happened? I seized the Chayfetz. And subsequently, the person was Miyaish. That wouldn't even work in a case of Aveda. In Aveda, the sequence has to be Yeush, and then it enters Marishos. So I don't know, can this apply when it comes to Gnev? Of course it can. Of course it can. Is there any Havamina? Of course it can. In the case of Zeilet, enters Marishos, and then there's Yeush. That wouldn't even work in the case of Aveda. So, now that's Tosus' discussion, no? That how in the world would Yeush work Vasad Os Liyadeh? It doesn't even work in Aveda Vasad Os Liyadeh. And by definition, that's true of Gnev and Gzela. So How in the world does that work? You know, that kasha seems so basic, no? So basic. How in the world can you extend it to this case? Of course not. So Tosfos writes, is studying Chiddush, not so easy to understand the Chiddush of Tosfos. Not so easy to understand the Chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos writes the following. If Yeyush would work, what would that mean? So I steal something, and he's Miyayush. And Yeyush is impactful. You know what that would mean? I go scot-free. No, I don't go scot-free. Even if I'm Kona the Chepetz, but I would still have to pay the Baal, the Nigzal, the Nigna, for the Shivuya Chepetz, no? I steal something, and it's destroyed. I steal something, and I'm Kona Bishin. So, V'hei Shiva Sa'gzele Shagazal. Im Ke'en Shagazal, Yachzim. Im Laal, Don Baal Malushunamim. So you ready for this? Tosu says, oh, that would also be the Halach in Aveda. Whoa. That would also be the Halach in Aveda. But that's stunning, no? Mechatesim. But what does that mean, that's also Halach in Aveda? So, you lose an object. If you're Miyayish, and then Asli Yade, I can keep it and we're done. But, you're ready for this? Whoa. If first I found the object, and then you're Miyayish, and then you're Miyayish, you ready for this? I can keep the object, but I have to pay you for it. Whoa. Tosfos the Bavli is such an obvious kasha. How can the Gemara think Aveda and Gezel? It doesn't even work in Aveda, unless there was first Yeyush. No. It will work in Aveda. If the Yeyush occurred first, I can keep the object and I got an upswing, no? Guess what? I have more assets now than I did the day before. But if I found that object and then there was Yeyush, it's not that the Yeyush is irrelevant. The Yeyush is meaningful, that I can keep the Chayfetz and pay you its value. That's really unusual. Now, how in the world does that work? How does that work when it comes to, why do I have to pay for the value of an Aveda? I understand that when it comes to Gzela, there's a Chovas HaShavah. V'hei shivis ha'gzela shagazal im kein shagazal yachzir. Im lav, well, look, you know, I still deprived you of those funds, so I have to go here, I'm going to argue that's true. I deprived you of those funds, and therefore I owe you money. What in the world did I do? No, I did the right thing. I saw something that's lost, and I took it, and you were Miyayish. So because of what, the terrible thing that I did, I understand. A Ganav for a Gazan, it's a terrible thing. He has to make good on. But if he's Kon V'Chefetz, it's okay. Don Bam L'Shlemele. Why would you think there's a Chiv Domi when it comes to a case of Hashem Saveda? But, that's what Tosa suggests. Oh, no, but what kind of Sama Kod? Remastal HaKanami. So how you see what forces Tosas into this position, no? Because otherwise, how in the world could you even think about learning Gnevra Gzer from the case of Aveda? Now, you with me? Like, that's like a stunning possibility. How in the world would that work? So Tosas says, you have to come up with this Chiddush. Really unbelievable that somehow there will be a Chiyuv Damim for a Motzi Aveda. So I would also say that if you can return it, return it. But if you don't have to return it because you were Kona, you're Kona V'Yeyush. So therefore, you have to go ahead and pay. But why in the world would that be the case, Mechatesi? Where in the world did that come from? Right? Where in the world did that come from? Right? The Chiddush, no? The Chiddush. Okay, well, let's talk about it, no? In that Tosus, the Vakama Samapav, Tosus says the following, that after all, that maybe when something comes into your rishus, and then there's yeyush, you have to do something. You have to like make good on it. Why? Hoil ukfar nischayev b'ashava. That's the lashon of Tosfos. Hoil ukfar nischayev b'ashava. Let's assume in principle, yeyush is kona. So a guy steals something, and then there's yeyush. Wait, but he stole something. Before the yeyush occurred, he was chayev b'ashava. Good? So since he's chayiv b'hashava, that piyu hashava survives yeyush. It survives yeyush. Even if there is yeyush, he has to make good on the chiyuv hashava. That's what Tosa says, no? Hoel ikar nischayiv b'hashava. Why is it that we don't say yeyush works? Because kfar nischayiv b'hashava. Kfar nischayiv b'hashava. So I would tell you also, that line in Tosa sounds a little unusual, no? Why are you obligated to give it back? Because you're right, yeyush really uproots, but kfar nischayiv b'hashava. So then I would also tell you, misvara, that also sounds unusual. That's also tricky, no? If I were to ask you A, B, cause and effect, no? So I have two factors to consider, no? One is bailus, one is the chovas hashava. Who is the bala chayfes? And there's a chiyuv hashava. So I would tell you, like, what is the sequence? What is the sequence? You know, I would tell you the starting point would be the following. You stole something from me. It's mine. I'm the Bala Chayfetz. And since I'm the Bala Chayfetz, you know what you have to do? You have to return it to me. No? Doesn't that sound like a reasonable cause and effect? Because it is mine, therefore you must. Tosus is saying something that sounds revolutionary, no? Really, I would tell you, Yeyush is coming. Really, I would tell you, Yeyush is coming. But, Kfar Nischayiv b'hashava. It almost sounds like that you're right. Yeyush uproots Bailus. But there's a chiyuv hashava. It sounds like the starting point is a chiyuv hashava, and memela. Therefore, you have to return it to me. So even though yeyush uproots bailus, since there's a chiyuv hashava, so therefore, like my bailus is retained. That sequence sounds
very unusual.
If I were to ask you what is A and what is B, I think we all reasonably would argue that A is that this chayfetz is mine. This chayfetz is mine. And as a result, you have to return it to me. Not that you have to return it to me, and as a result, the chayfetz is mine. But that's what Tosa says. There's something which is preventing the yeyush from being effective. And what is that? Kfar nischayiv b'hashava. So I have to understand that nuance of Tosa as well. Okay. Further point? Good. The Tosus, Bavakama Sama Pavana Dramasko Keva. Why would we say that maybe Gezel is different, that Yeush really is not gonna do it? The Gemara says, because Shani Gezel, Kevin the Isura Asiya. Isura Asiya. Ooh. So now Tosus just makes an innovation. You ready for this line of Tosus? Right? Just I hope you that take a look. So no, at least the line in Tosus. Mikan mashma shiyeush eino kehefker gomer. You see clearly in the Gemara that yeyush and hefker are not identical. Because the Gemara says the following. The yeyush should not be effective because isura asliyah. The yeyush is ineffective because isura asliyah. Could I replace Yeish with Hefker? Could I replace Yeish with Hefker? The Hefker is ineffective because he's Suras the other. He also says, no, that's not true of Hefker. That's not true of Hefker. Let's assume, for example, a person steals something. And the Bala Chayfetz really is Mafkir the Chayfetz. He's Mafkir the Chayfetz. You would still tell the Ganav or the Gazlan, give it back too? Give it back too. So if the Gemara says, although there was Yeyush, you have to return it because Yisuras the other day, I can't say the same sentence but substitute the word Hefker for Yeyush. Although there was Hefker Gamor, you have to return it because Yisuras the other day. If I'm Mafkir the Chayfetz, we're done. Oh, Sintosa says, Mikan Mashma Yeyush Eino Kehefker Gamor. Good? Because when it comes to Hefker, it doesn't matter. Yisuras the yadei, teres the yadei. Yachalik, nos min hefker. But if you're telling me that Lachar Yeush there's a real difference between Heter and Yisrael Sliyade, so you see, Hefker and Yeush are not identical. But you know what? Tosus doesn't continue. Tosus just says, right, he leaves it up to us. That's tricky, no? The Tosus just says, you see that Yeush eino kehefker. Yeush eino, so what does that mean? You see that Yeush is eino kehefker. You see that Yeush is eino kehefker. So guess who jumps? Well, of course you know, no? The Nesivis. Yeah, that's what I've been saying all along, no? That's the Nesivis, Reisam of Beis, Sifkat and Gimel. That's the Ksos, Tafa of Sifkat and Beis. All along the Nesivis has been saying, you should realize that you can't equate Yeush and Hefker. So how can you come across a Tosus that says, Yeush ain't no Hefker? That's Kavaldit, no? Because you know what Tosus means? Exactly that which I've said all along. And what exactly is that? Ooh, so now the Nesivis, no? There is a fundamental difference between Hefker as opposed to Yeush. And that's Mamish Har Gemara. In a case of Zutel Shoyam, in a case of Shotfa Nahar, that's absolute Hefker. And the Bailus of the Balam Rishonim is Paka Miyan. And none of that is true when it comes to Yeush. That's not true when it comes to Yeush. When it comes to Yeush, it's true that something happens, but you know what? Ad the asid rishuzochin. Ad the asid rishuzochin. Yeush does not mean that my connection has been severed. It means that next step, that if someone will acquire, if and then. But it doesn't mean that it's pakamiyat. Wow. And that's when the Sivas writes his Chiddush. When you learn the Sugya Nedarim and Daf Mem Gimel, you're going to see a very significant machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yossi's shita is Hefker is Kematana. In other words, that even Hefker is an Atilas Rishus, but the Chepetz does not leave the original owner's possession ad the Osir Shuzoche. That's what Rabbi Yossi says when it comes to Hefker, and we disagree. We argue that Hefker is Chal. Miyad. But what Rabbi Yosei maintains regarding Hefker, we maintain when it comes to Yeush. Yeush is only Kematana, Ad Asur Shosofen. Despite the fact that Hefker is considered to be that which is Chal, Miyad. Oh, and then the Sivas writes, and that's exactly what Tosos now means. Because if Yeush is only Chal, I'm going to add one word to that phrase. Yeush is only chal, ad da osir shuzoche. What's the one word? Beheteira. Beheteira. Not bisur. Oh, so that fits in them very well. The Gemara says that there should be a world of difference now between mitzi as opposed to gnev and gzeil. Because Yeush is only Chal, Adal Sila Beheteira. That's true when it comes to Aveda. When it comes to Gnev and Gzeil, it was the Isura Asli Adai. That's not true. And Tosu says, Mashen came when it comes to Hefker. Because Hefker, my Bailus was Paka, Miyad. Miyad. If the Bailus is Paka, Miyad, then who cares whether Heteira, Isura, it's only because Yeush is Ad Asim, Ad Asir Shazokhin. Whoa, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. And that, the Nesivus just simply writes, that's not my Chiddush. You know, if you were told the Nesivus that you were being Machadish, the Nesivus would get angry at you. No, I'm being Machadish. This is exactly what Tosu says. No more, no less. This is exactly what Tosu says. I'm just explaining it to you. No? The question though is that so obvious? Is that necessarily what Tosus means? All Tosus said is, there's a difference between Hefker and Yeush, that's true. Is it so obvious though that indeed is the difference? I'll tell you the following. No, what we started to discuss yesterday. Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. A Tosus balakama kuf tezayin. The Gemara tells a story, right, quickly, of Rav Safra, right? Also b'shiarta, he's traveling with a whole group of people, and guess what? Lavinhu huari, there's a lion that's accompanying them, right? No one should start up with this group, right? There's a showman, there's a lion which is there, and the lion had to be fed. Kol laila shada lechamara, right? Someone had to give a chamor to that lion that he devoured, right? Each and every night, and all of a sudden, matei zinah d'Rav Safra, it was Rav Safra's turn. And guess what? Shad lechamara, Rav Safra gave him his donkey. And guess what? He didn't eat it. V'lo achla. When Rav Safra saw that lion didn't eat the donkey, kadam Rav Safra was achla. He quickly went ahead and poshav shad lechamara. He reacquired. It sounds like that the animal left his rishus, and now he had to go ahead and reacquire. The Gemara is so bothered by that. Now, the Gemara says that Rav Achamidifti said to Ravina, why did he have to reacquire it? I go and I feed an animal something, there's leftovers. I have to reacquire it. But that's called like hefker. When I go ahead and give something to an animal. So what do you mean? It never left Rav Safra's rishus. So you know what the Gemara answers? Enoch inami. Ravina says that's true. Rav Safra, the Rav Kedemosu Udava. He didn't have to reacquire it. He did so the Rav Kedemosu. You know what? Maybe he was afraid what happened. Someone else would take hold of it. And someone else would claim that I was mafkir it. And now it's really considered to be his. And now we'd have this whole Din Torah who really doesn't belong to. So you know what? I took it. I have something on my lawn. You know what? I brought it into the house. I have to bring it into the house to be Kona. You're not going to be able to speak Kona, but you leave it outside, someone's going to take it, and you're going to have a whole tumult. So you know what? And then he went ahead and he took back the animal, but halacha, that was really not necessary. Okay, so Tosus there, but become a kutazayin, is bothered by the following. But that's against, literally, the Gemara that we're going to have in a couple of dafim, no? Chavdal amad alif. Hamatzil min ha'ari. Mamish, the same case. The Nari is about to go ahead and do, and I went ahead and I seized the animal. Guess what? Hari Yushala. It's mine. Because Bailin Misyashin Mayhem. Because when the original owner sees that this animal is in the presence of Hari, that's Yush. And therefore, if I can save it, the animal is considered to be mine. So Tosus is bothered. Now, what do you mean? If that's true, Rav Safra should have absolutely been required to go ahead and to reacquire. No? Well, what do you mean that the Rav Kedem Ilsa Udavi? So what's the terrorist of that question? So Tosus writes, the cases are so different. You know that Gemara, Kufta Zayin Bava Kama, this was, an Ari who is, he was accompanying them. He was a cooperative Ari, right? He had to eat, he's hungry. But it wasn't this vicious, vicious, malicious Ari. No, that was the Metzias, that's what was going on. No. That's not true. Matsu miyad Ari. All of a sudden Ari comes, he pounces, he's about to devour an animal. So you know what? In that case of Matsu miyad Ari, yeah, the Bailus is Paka. But not true in the case of Rav Safra. It depends, lion to lion. You have to know the Metzias. You have to know the Nesias. Ooh, but you know what? I'll tell you the following. Wait. According to the Nesivis, beautiful. Well, I'll tell you a problem. Maybe too beautiful. No? But according to the Nesivis, beautiful. Of course, there's Yeyush. In both cases, there's Yeyush. Because in both cases, if an Ari is going to now devour an animal, there's Yeyush. You don't have to distinguish between lion A and lion B. But Yeyush is only impactful when it's asidusha zochet. That's the difference. In the case of matzah miyad ari, it was asidusha zochet. An ari was about to devour, and someone else came and seized the ari. Now the yeush is chal. Mashen came in that case, you're right. Rav Safra's mindset was one of yeush, but no one seized the animal. And therefore, once I see, guess what, that the lion did not eat that animal, I was no longer miyayish. And the Yayush was ineffective. It was no consequence. And Eino Tzarev La'Asor Lizkos Bo. That's exactly the difference. Maybe one could raise the following issue. If that's such a beautiful Lamdish distinction, why didn't Tosa say so? No? Right, maybe a simple answer. Ari versus Ari. Tosus could have given such a teretz, but it's clear from the Metzius, you know, we're dealing with different types of lions, a friendly lion as opposed to an aggressive lion. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe. That's not what Tosus means. Even though Tosus says that you can't equate Yeush and Hefke, but how do you know it means the distinction of Benesidas? Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means something else. Well, so the Nesivus is very helpful. Number one, okay, you can resolve that steer in the Gemara. Number two, the Nesivus writes that that's exactly why the Gemara thinks there's a difference between Isur and Heteros Liyadeh. Because Yeush is only Chala Das Liyadeh. Also, it means Beheter. And then Nesivus goes a step further. Let's now, like, readdress the Parsha. No? What does that mean? A similar miyuchet. There's simanim. If there's simanim, then the balim are not misyayish. Why would there be yayish if there's an absolute simon? Okay, and continue. What does the pasuk say? No? And if there's simanim, there's no yayish. If there are no simanim, then there is yayish. And the pasuk says, and what happens? The guy loses something. If there's simanim, no yeush, no simanim, then yesh yeush. And umatzasa. And guess what? Somebody else now goes ahead and takes hold of that object. What does umatzasa mean? Ooh, but mitzita bezim aleph. No? Umatzasa, the Gemara says, what, you really think you're kona chepes v'shasriya? You're not kona chepes v'shasriya. Umatzasa, ad da'asa v'yadeh mashma. No? Yeah, that's it. No? If there is yeush, then umatzasa, k'da'asa v'yadeh, you're kona. And if there's simanim, simlasa, and asli yode, you have a chiyuv hashavah. Exactly that point. Where did the nesivus get this from when it comes to the parsha of hashavas avedah? There should be a difference whether asli yode or not asli yode, because after all, even if there is yeush, but the yeush is only chal, when it's asli, because the Gemara says that's the meaning of umatzasa. No? The asli yode mashu. Asli yode mashu. And that's telling you, whoa, this chiddush. That indeed is true. Well, okay. Further in Tosus, no? The Tosus of Asko Kevin, the Vakamasakam of Avamad Aleph. Tosus is bothered, you know, there is a Gemara in Gittin. No. Lamites. A person is Mafka than Eben. Mafka and Eben. So guess what? Mafkar Avda, Yatza Lecheirus, let's assume, Eino Tzarev Kishifra. Your Mafkar Eved, done. Gemara says the same thing. Nisya Ashti Miploni Avdi. There's Yeush. Guess what? Yatza Lecheirus, Eino Tzarev Kishifra. In other words, that Hefker than Yeush. Doesn't that seem to imply that Hefker, I know that's true. What's true of Hefker is true of Yeush. No, that's not true at all. What's true of Hefker is true of Yeush. Hefker bailus is poka miyad. Yeush is not poka. So how do you know to say that just as Mafker Avdo Yatz L'Cheres, Nisya Ashtimi Ploni Avdi Yatzavacherus. How do you know? I'll tell you very simply that in Hefker, the Bailus is Baka, but in Yeush, everything's pending. So why in the world do you assume that indeed is true? Whoa. Oh, so Nesivus writes, that's not really a kash at all. The Gemara just says, and he writes, this is what Tosis means, that what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush. That doesn't mean they're identical. Just as in a case of Hefker, Yatsa Becherus, Yeush Yatsa Becherus. Well, the Yeush requires us to Shus Alche. So you know what the Nesivus writes? Yeah, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Because, look, there's Yeush regarding a lion. Okay, you know, now what? Now what? Now what? Just because I was Miyayish, it wasn't Aster Sozoche. But Nisya Ashtimi Ploni Avdi, the moment I'm Miyayish, guess what? The Eved is Konasatzmo. The Eved is Konasatzmo. Why is that true? Because the Eved Muchzak Beatzmo. In Eved is Muchzak Beatzmo. So as long as there's no impediment, immediately, the Eved is able to go free. So it's not that Tosu says what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush means are identical. No. Yeush requires Ada Asir Shozoche. You know what that great Kiddush is? That's called Asir Shozoche. Because Kol Zman, that there's no impediment of the Rishus HaBaal, it's Asir Rishus HaCheres. Because that indeed is true. Well, that's what the Nesivus writes in terms of understanding the Tosis. Oh, typically speaking, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say the deal is done on Yeush. The deal is pending, but not using a Shichur. Because Kol Zman that the Adon is out, the Eved indeed kicks in. That's also Chiddush. That's also Chiddush. You know, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, just in the Ber Yitzchak, in Simen Chav Gimel, tries to prove from there that when it comes to Yeush, the Bible says Paka Miyad. Because, what do you mean? What do you mean as long as there's no... it's a little bit tricky, no? Because the Adon owns the Eved, and Kol Ma'ashe Kana Eved Kana Rabo, the Yad HaEved is considered to be like the Yad Rabo. Is it so obvious, we would say that, that the moment that Amiyayish, the Eved is Kones Atzmo? That's true when a third party comes and seizes it. Is it so obvious that we would say this when it comes to Shichur Eved? Maybe that indicates something very, very different. That Yeush is like Hefker, and that it is Paka Miyad. So the moment the Bailus of Dodon is Paka, now the Eved can be Kones Atzmo. But if you just assume not, maybe it's not so simple that should work in that particular case. Oh, but all this is the Chiddush of the Nesivus. Beautiful. No, with all the Rayas. Nesivus writes, this is Pshat. This is Pshat and Tosus. This is Pshat and Tosus. Oh. Who disagrees? Who disagrees? Oh. So, maybe one could suggest the Ramban disagrees. There are three Rambans. The Ramban we've talked about in the past, Pesachim, it's the Ramban at the very beginning of Masechus Pesachim, but he's dealing with the Sugya and Daft Alba Beis. But the very beginning of Masechus Pesachim, long piece in the Ramban. And there's Ramban of Pesachim and Daf Lamed Aleph. And there's Ramban above Metzi and Daf Yud. And you have to read it carefully. But Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer writes that this Ramban is against the Nesivus. Right? In our Rambans, we have the Hagos of Rav Yisrael Zalman. So in the Ramban, in Pesachim Lamed Aleph, and in the Ramban above Metziah, Daf Yud, in both places, Rav Zalman writes, this is against the Nesivus. This is against the Nesivus. So let's start with that Ramban, Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph, from the base. There, the Gemara tells us the following. you have a store which is owned by a non-Jew, but Paulim Yisrael nechnasin l'sham. But Jews frequent that store. And all of a sudden it's after Pesach. You know what? I see that there's chametz sitting there on the floor. Whose chametz is there? If it's chametz shel Akum, it's mutter. If it's chametz shel Yisrael, it's asur b'hanah, because the chametz shel aves. So you know what? I have to be concerned about that. Because after all, maybe the chametz was deposited by the Yisraeli. Shem emiyad pol Yisrael nafal. And that's it. And this is chametz shel Pesach. Even though, the Poalim just lost it. And even though, let's assume clearly they're Miyaish, but you want to remain connected to the Chametz on Pesach? You're not allowed to be connected to the Chametz on Pesach. So clearly, Nafal, Avad, Yeyush. So why is it Chametz shel Pesach? What do you mean? Avad v'nis yayish. Why is this called Chametz shel Pesach? Ramban writes the following. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says, Hefker kematana, that's really good. Because that means Ad Asher Shazoche. And here, it wasn't Asher Shazoche. And what about according to the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, that's not true, that the Hefker is Chal Miyad. Why should this be Asher because of Chametz shel Pesach? You know what the answer is? Even if you disagree with Rabbi Yossi, Gazrinan. Yeah, this is part of the Gzeirah. Part of the Gzeirah, Chametz shel Pesach. Whoa. So you know what it sounds like from this Ramban? Possibly, maybe one could disagree. This machlokes, between Rabbi Yossi and I was talking about Hefker. Here we're talking about an Aveda that was followed by Yeyush. So apparently the Ramban is of the opinion that, why does that matter? What is true of Hefker is true of Yeyush. In other words, that whether the Yeyush is Chalmiyad, or whether Asur Shuzote, that's nothing new. That's the old machlokes regarding Hefker. In other words, there's no difference in Hefker as opposed to Yeyush. What is true of Hefker is true of Yeyush. That's the Ha'ara of a Rishon Zalman. That this Ramban is against the Nesivos. Because according to the Nesivos, it's not so complicated. I would say the following. We're concerned that this chametz was shel Yisrael, and they left it there. And even though there was Yeyush, but nonetheless, since it was not Asher Shezoche l'chuliyama, this is called Chametz shel Yisrael. L'chuliyama, this is called Chametz shel Yisrael. But that's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban makes this dependent on Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Oh, so you see that the Ramban argues what is true of Hefker is true of Yeyush. Well, that's the Ara of Aristotle. Okay. Can one kind of soften this Raya? So I would tell you yes. Because, realize, we're not here talking about like regular Yeyush. We're talking about Chametz of Pesach. Chametz HaPesach. Maybe I would argue that Chametz HaPesach is a little bit different, no? Because maybe the Ramban is not dealing with Yeush, Yeush alone, but the Ramban is acknowledging Bittul, Bittul, no? It's not just simply that there was Yeush, that I gave up hope of ever getting that loaf of bread back. It's more than that, no? I was mevatel my chametz. I was mevatel my chametz. If I'm mevatel my chametz, couldn't one argue that that's beyond Yeush. Beyond Yeush, no? Maybe that's real hefker. Oh, like the Shita Tosus. Even, let's say, without that, that mamish literally bittul is mitam hefker. But maybe everyone would agree that the mindset of the bittul chametz is not just typical Yeush. In which case, maybe one could argue that if it was just Yeush, I would say ados l'shul sofer. But this is more than Yeush. This is bittul, bittul. Kol chamira. In which case, why in the world should there be any problem? Oh, chamer shel HaPesach. You have to assume, maybe like Rabbi Yossi, that ados l'shul zocher, or you have to say gazrinan. So, I think you have to be somewhat careful about that raya. Because who says that my relationship with my chametz, when Pesach is about to arrive, is just a matter of Yeush? Ooh, but there is another Ramban. And that's the Ramban of Matzi and Daf Yud, where the Ramban raises another kasha. We learned that singular, no? Magbia mitzia lechaver. And the Gemara suggests, good, kona chaver. Magbia mitzia kona chaver. Well, why does that work? Isn't that considered to be a case of tofes? B'makom shef. Chav lachem. Isn't that called chav lachem? Chav lachem. So why does that work? Magbi mitzil lachaver. It's chav. No. Ooh, Stephen Ban writes, it's not chav lachem. Because we're lacherim. They have a right. Chav lacherim. If they're different creditors, because each creditor has a right. And I go ahead and I seize assets for creditor A, I'm depriving creditor B, C, D of their right. Here, well, right for what? What for what? Chav lachem, achem doesn't have any right to this chefetz. So therefore, if lo zacha ba li'olam, it's not called chav lachem. Oh, the Rabban is bothered. But what about as far as the Baal Aveda is concerned? Isn't it Chav Lachem in terms of the Baal Aveda? The Baal Aveda? No. You know why the Ramban writes? Because after all, we're talking about a case where there was Yeush, where there's no mitzvah sashava. There's Yeush. So the language the Ramban writes is Yotza Mirshusa B'Yeush. He was already B'Yeush. So he's like a Chayrin. It's no longer his. You really argue that Magbiyam Etzia Lechavero is to the detriment of the Baal Aved Lachar Yeush. Lachar Yeush. Yotza Mirshusa B'Yeush. So there, Rishus Alman just makes the comment, oh, that's against the Sinsimus. It means already Kvar Yotza Mirshusa. And it's not called Tofes Makom Shechav, Shechav Lacherin. If that's true, you have two shitas. The Nesivas of that fundamental distinction, and the Ramban who maintains that no, Yeush is kehefke. Yeush is kehefke. And now even a third possibility. That's the possibility that Chaznish entertains, right? Nechoshim Mishpat, Bavakam, and Semin Yuches, and Sifkat and Gimel in the Chaznish. The Chaznish writes that maybe one could argue Ustanim in the opposite direction. Maybe one could argue there's more of a reason in Yeush to say that the object leaves my rishus, then in hefker. Maybe one could argue in hefker we could debate whether hefker is kematana. But yeyush is absolutely not kematana. Well, the opposite of the nesivas. Not only not a quite flip in the opposite direction. Why would you say that's true? Right, so the language that Chazon Ish uses when it comes to Aveda in Yeyush, Haneches Morabo. Haneches Morabo. The Chifetz rebels. The Chifetz rebels. When it comes to Hefker, I am the one who is Mafker the Chifetz. And we can speak about Yeyush Shlomi Das. You can speak about Hefker Shlomi Das. Hefker Shlomi Das. Without any awareness, I'm matna the chayfetz to you. Oh. What do you mean? Kinyan requires das. To be makne, you require das makne. To be mafke, you require das violin. Why would one say that's not true when it comes to yeyush? You know what the answer is? Because yeyush isn't about you. Yeyush isn't that you consciously. Yeyush is a reality, a condition. A matzav, a metzias, that you know what? That you can no longer exercise chusei beilus on a chayfetz. Because this chayfetz is no longer under your dominion. This chayfetz is no longer something that you control. That's just the reality. You know, this parent thinks he can control everything that the child does, and you kind of tap the parent on the shoulder and say, no, not true. Haneches marado. No, not true. It's not, you know, like, well, that's because the parent consciously got up and said, I hereby what? No, it's just the nature of, it's just the reality, it's just the condition of. That's what the Chazon Ish asks. So it doesn't surprise me, when I am afkir achethes, we can talk about, is that chalmiya? Let's say, for example, I want to be makna something to you. So I say, this is yours. You know what I'm going to say to you? No, that's not yours. You need a maisakinya, you need das kone, you need das makne. Okay, so I understand how in hefker, when I declare, I determine that something is hefker, so you know what, we can start to debate whether it's chalmiya or whether, okay, we need next step. Right. The Rambam writes like, Hameka Eino Nikna Bidvarim. You go ahead and say that, you know what, this is yours. No, it's not yours. You need like an acquisition. But Yeyush is a recognition that you no longer have the shlita, the dominion, the control over the schefetz that you thought you did. Maybe I'll argue the opposite is true. Yeyush is certainly Chalmiyad. But Hefker, like Kinyanim in general, is maybe Ados Nershosoche. Maybe no one would say that Yeyush is Kamatana. And maybe the opposite would be true. This is what we'll have to assess. No, these Shitas. And then we're going to have to go back to the Tosus, maybe of understanding Tosus in a very different way. The Tosus does not mean what the Nesivas is saying. Just because Tosus says that there's a fundamental difference between Hefker as opposed to cases of Yeyush. Okay, so these three shitas, and then we'll have to go back to the Tosus. You haven't seen the Tosus inside. Make sure to see the Tosus in our sugya, and the Tosus in Bava Kama Daf Samach.